Welcome along to another edition of the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio, keeping you up to date with all the latest news concerning the Whitelink Warriors. And with the Plymouth Devils coming to town on Thursday, there's two meetings to catch up on in this pod, starting with the Warriors' home meeting against the Buxton Hitmen.
It is Max Clegg in front of Buxton Hitmen, with Matt Williams in second place, with James Cockle in third place. Connor Cole's bringing up the rear, not looking good for the Warriors in this one. They come round to start the final lap of the heat. It is Matt Williamson who's taken the lead of the heat, with Max Clegg in second place and James Cockle in third place. They come around the final two bends.
Oh dear.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look good for the Warriors. It's going to be Matt Williamson who takes the win of heat number 15. Max Clegg, his teammate for the Buxton Hitmen, takes second. James Cockle takes that point.
The Warriors fell to a disappointing last heat defeat on Thursday the 3rd of August at the hands of the Buxton Hitmen, whose high-scoring duo of Matt Williamson and Max Clegg took maximum points in the final heat of the night to turn the result in the visitors' favour right at the death. Pre-match, the Warriors were hindered by the withdrawal of Scott Campos following the news of a family bereavement. While the Warriors were permitted to operate a rider replacement facility in his absence, this added unwelcome pressure to the home reserves, which played into the Hitmen's hands. Home reserve Adam Portwood battled gamely for his 6 points, but fellow reserve Jamie Seeley again struggled to find any consistency with just 1 point to his name. Contrast this to the 13 points haul from the Buxton number 7, Ryan Kinsley. Last meeting's maximum man, Connor Coles, was again top scorer for the Warriors. However, many in the stadium felt the unluckiest home man was Chris Widman, who in heat number 8 appeared to have held off Kinsley in a photo finish, only to be denied by the referee, who awarded the win to the visitor. Warriors co-promoter Barry Bishop could not hide his frustration. Speaking after the meeting, he said, quote, "What a disappointing night to be a Warrior. Last week we were silky smooth, today we just couldn't find a rhythm. We knew Buxton had two of the league's leading riders in their side, and we had plans to counter them. However, the loss of Scott skewed that plan, and we just couldn't find an answer to their heat wins from unexpected sources." End quote. It finished Warriors 44, Buxton Hitmen 46.
Hi, I'm James Cockle, and you are listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
After the meeting against Reading was postponed on the 8th, the Warriors' next action was against the Cradley Heathens on Wednesday the 9th of August. And after all the rain that had fallen, a surprisingly warm sunny evening welcomed the Warriors to Perry Bar Track in Birmingham, where they put up a spirited but ultimately fruitless fight against the dominant Cradley Heathens side. The Warriors got off to a great start with 2-3-3 heats. With Ben Wilson winning heat 1, there was early optimism that it could be a close meeting. However, the Heathens were possibly made stronger by the withdrawal of Tyler Govier after a bend to fall in his opening ride, allowing Connor Dwyer to take all the reserve rides, scoring 11 points in the process. Things went from bad to worse in the next heat when first Ben bunching led to a rerun and Scott Campos falling on bend 2. The Heathens had their newly formed big guns in action together for the first time, and Perry, Ayres and newly signed Hall proved to be a too hard nut to crack. A frustrating night for the Warriors saw all the team struggle in getting the right setup on a track they had only recently visited. Perhaps the turning point of the night came when Adam Portwood crashed in heat 4 while exiting bend 4, a fall which saw him injure his right leg. Adam, however, toughed it out but was clearly troubled by it all night and was unable to recapture his recent good form. The Warriors continued to battle away but with little reward for their efforts, and the final 32-point deficit didn't reflect the effort put in by all the riders. It finished Cradley Heathens 61, Warriors 29.
Hi, I'm Barry Bishop and you're listening to the Speedway Podcast on Vectis Radio.
In other news, Sydenham's Hire have joined the Warriors 2017 sponsorship team, with the Tool and Plant Hire specialist stating that they would like to be part of putting Island Speedway back on the map again. Warriors commercial director Barry Bishop said, quote, "It is astonishing to have new sponsors coming on board so late in the season, but to agree the basis of 2018 now is a very nice feeling indeed." Well, that's it from the Speedway Podcast for this week. The Warriors are next in action again on Thursday the 17th of August when they take on the Plymouth Devils at the Andrew Uni Stadium, live on Vectis Radio from just before 7. Join Humpty and Shania for that, and join us again next time for another Speedway podcast.